What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And there's another one coming behind this one that looks like it's tracking towards Florida.
Yeah.
But this one right now is looks like it's up to a Category 3 and growing.
Wow. Sounds like the U.S. Open of hurricanes.
Yeah. The forecast track is like a mixed doubles. It's going up to the left and then right, just past Cape Hatteras.
Yeah.
They always talk about Cape Hatteras when they talk about hurricanes. You know,
because it's the furthest point out there, isn't it? Is that why?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, that would make sense.
You always hear Cape Hatteras.
Cape Hatteras.
Have you ever been to Cape Hatteras?
I have not been to Cape Hatteras.
Eddie, you've been to Cape Hatteras?
No, I have not.
I'm going to Block Island coming up soon.
You're going to go to Block Island?
I'm going to go to Block Island. Looking forward to that.
You ever been to Plum Island?
No, isn't that where they do like the weird stuff?
I think they did testing weird stuff back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the six-legged dogs and stuff. Yeah.
Shelter Island?
Shelter Island's very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah,
yes.
Fisher's Island, nice.
Fisher's Island, yeah. Very nice. Yes.
But they have Plum Islands where all the
Fisher's Island got a great golf course.
And one of the best, I think, one of the top 100, top 50 courses.
Yes. So anyway, this thing looks like it's tracking away from the East Coast at the moment.
Well, that's good.
But it is enormous. And then there is another one.
Enormous.
It looks like there's another one that is getting ready to explode right behind us.
Man, why do you like this stuff so much?
You know what? I just want to prepare people. That's all. We all know what happens.
Yeah.
These things, you know, we saw what happened with Hurricane Sandy, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's many of them. Yeah, I was watching a...
tend to forget things, you know, unless, of course, you're personally a victim of something. But, yeah, I just want to always be aware and prepared.
I understand. I like that.
Get that generator fired up.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate all of that.
Got two kids.
That's right. Yeah,
got the generator, right?
Yeah, I talked to the Cooper Electric people.
Oh, you still haven't gotten one in yet?
Well, I mean,
I
said I'd follow up with them. You know,
yeah, I follow up with them 2 days before a hurricane hits. Smart.
No, we'll be fine. Not worried about it. It's going away. The ocean temperature is not as bad up here. You know, you don't get the Cat Fives up here.
Oh,
I mean, it'll be all right. It's fine. I'm not like in a no flood zone. Be okay.
You're in a no flood zone until you get flooded. Then you're in a flood zone. Have you ever had a home flooded?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
To your disappointment.
Well, I've gone through a number of floods.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Nice. One from nature or two from nature and a couple from broken pipes.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Sewage?
No sewage.
That would suck.
I told you, I had that guy from Surfpro over smashing the ceiling.
Yeah. That was from a tropical storm, Isaias.
Yeah, and that was a tropical storm.
Mm. Yeah, nothing happened in my house with that one. It's totally fine. A couple leaves on the ground.
Two kids. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
I know
they'll get swept up into the sky. I mean, they'll be all right.
No,
they'll be okay.
You know, go 13 days without electric.
Well,
let's see, go 6 months without having a house. Go a year and a half without having a house, without being able to get a permit to rebuild a house.
What are you doing, man? What are you...
Headless funeral.
Jesus. Man, my neighbor works for PSE&G. He's got us covered.
Yeah, okay. He's going to climb up on that pole.
And I've seen him up there.
Okay.
I've seen him climbing up on those poles.
So he's a pole climber.
He is. And he's very good at it.
Okay.
And he makes sure the neighborhood's taken care of.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost like you're root for bad things to happen. It's almost like you do. Like, you want this Hurricane Aaron to turn in and destroy someplace.
I do not want that.
It's not forecast to do that.
I know it's not, but that's what he's
calling for. I just said what the model was.
Rip currents is the effect.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Do you think he's rooting for
destruction? Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. I am not rooting for any of that.
What did I tell you? It's a what did I tell you situation.
See,
what did I tell you?
This is like you're turning this whole conversation around from your Instagram feeds to now me doom scrolling, and that's not right.
And I don't know if you were here before we went away. He was talking about this hurricane saying it was going to be a Cat 5 slamming into Florida.
No.
I don't think you and Al were not here.
Yeah, you want to know something. At least I was on it.
Well, you weren't because it's not slamming into Florida.
But they didn't name it as Hurricane Aaron at the time.
No, I know. You were way ahead of it.
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So what's going to happen with the one behind it?
That looks like it's heading south, and it may go up into the Gulf.
Ooh, that's not where you don't want it to go.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
Smack dab into Houston and New Orleans. They don't need that anymore. They don't need that stuff. But
well, obviously. There was a documentary on Hurricane Katrina that I was watching on Hulu or Max or something.
There's one coming to Netflix in the next week or so.
Oh, really?
Huge one, yeah.
Okay.
What's coming to Netflix?
Hurricane Katrina documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the levees and break-in, the whole thing. Remember the mayor down there, Ray Nagin?
Yes.
He was all over this other documentary. I remember him. That guy was
in way over his head.
Well, I think many people would have.
They brought the general in.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
Yeah.
That was one of the great sayings that that guy had. What the hell was his name? Ugh.
I don't remember.
You know, the media gets in there and they start asking all these questions and everything.
Yeah, they had the...
just don't get stuck on stupid, please.
There was a ton of video from inside the Superdome in this documentary. It was fascinating.
Horrific.
But like as the storm was going on, like the water's pouring out and people are just sitting there. It's just crazy.
Wasn't the Superdome leaking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So the water coming down would imply that. But so anyway, I would recommend you check this one out. If you're into people suffering because of natural disasters,
I'm not into people suffering at all.
All right.
I mean, I think that we do a public service talking about it.
Yeah, of course.
Keep your kids out of the water this weekend.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, those rip currents are nothing to mess with.
Oh.
Nothing to mess with. You know what you do? If you're doing PSAs, you know what you do in a rip current?
Yes.
Well, let's hear it.
You swim parallel to the shore.
Well, that's one thing you do before that.
Well, you got to let the rip current take you out.
There you go.
And don't panic.
That's right. You just let it take you out.
And don't panic.
And then when you feel like it's stopped taking you out, then you swim parallel, and then you swim back in. But if you start trying to do anything when it's pulling you out, you're going to lose all your energy and you're probably going to drown.
Okay.
So there you go. There's a PSA for
you. So I said don't panic. Just let it take you out. It's going to end eventually.
Yeah, it'll end eventually.
And you're not going to drown.
No, you go parallel and then,
unless you're eaten by a shark, right, Boomer?
Yeah.
Unless there's a shark out there, right?
Yes. That we want to talk about a bad break. Like, oh, man, if rip current finally stopped pulling me out, let me swim parallel to the shore.
that would be epic.
Yeah. I did the stupidest thing the other day. You know, Gina's obsessed with sharks, so she's watching some shark thing. This was terrible. I shouldn't even tell you that.
What is it with you two? She's obsessed with sharks, and you're obsessed with this other stuff.
Yeah. So it's like, it's dark out, so I end up doing this thing where, like, we're watching the shark thing. And it's dark in the room, It's about this person got eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
And then I get up, I put the light on and I go, man, that was crazy, huh?
Just with the arm.
Oh, God. How stupid is that? Poor person gets their arm eaten off and I can't even have any sympathy. What I did for the radio audience was I put my arm in my shirt and just had my elbow sticking out of it. As if my arm had been bitten off by a shark. That was my joke. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Yep. So anyway, there you go. So Hurricane Aaron.
Yes.
Not going to be an issue.
Yeah, it looks like the European model has it going out to sea.
But then the next one behind it.
Yeah, that's the Kansas City model.
That's right. That's what the caller said. What's the difference between the Kansas City model and the European model? The Kansas, what is the Kansas City model?
The Kansas City model. We've talked about that for 5 years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was one of those things.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.